Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about the key to feeling your best, becoming unrecognizable, stepping into your highest self, really just embodying that unapologetic version of you. And I think this episode is going to be so important and eye-opening to a lot of you because we are so used to telling ourselves no. We are very used to denying our cravings, our desires, telling ourselves I can't, it's too much, it's too hard, it's too this, it's too that. And we are going to do a little reverse work here, okay? We are going to fix that. So if your switch is currently off in your brain, we are gonna turn it on, okay? We're gonna flip the switch, okay? Very, very briefly, quick little note before we get into it. If you are listening to this episode in real time, November 4th, 2024, I do just want to let you know that next week, November 11th, 2024, there will be no episode. It is Veterans Day, so I am skipping next week for the holiday. If you are listening in the future, this will absolutely not affect you. But yeah, if you are listening as this episode goes live, I just want to make sure that you know next week you are not going crazy when you are refreshing Spotify and Apple Podcasts and YouTube. Like, where is the new episode? I will be off for the holiday. So we will be back on track the week after that, November 18th, 2024. And yeah, then that's it. There will be no more skips for the rest of the year. So from November 18th through, you know, up until Christmas, we have every single Monday again of episodes. So yeah, not much more to go here for the end of quarter four, for the end of 2024. So this episode is right on track, especially with the holidays and things coming up and things that we want. So you're gonna really love this one. So feeling your best, becoming unrecognizable, stepping into that highest unapologetic version of you, as I always say, your 2.0 self, embodying her, embodying the 2.0 you. Imagine all of that being locked in one little area and there's one master key. If you have this master key, it will open the door to all of these things, okay? Think of yourself like the landlord to all of that. You're housing all of these things. You're hiding them all away, okay? But we're gonna unlock that door today. We're gonna unleash all of these things. So if you really wanna feel your best, if you really wanna have an internal and external glow up all around, full circle, if you wanna be at peace with yourself, be happy with yourself, and just feel overall satisfied in life, then the key is, that master key, is to deny yourself nothing. But there is a catch, okay? It doesn't just come that easily. We're not all just deserving of the best of the best of the best and the highest quality and the top shelf just because we said so, right? A lot of these things are earned, and a lot of these things come as a reward to having already done something right first. I think we have certainly learned the lesson that nothing in life is free. Nothing is ever just handed to us. There's really no handouts. So there's always a little bit of a catch, right? But this catch is not, you know, a monthly subscription of $10.99. This catch is not, oh, but you have to sign the fine print. This catch is that you have to have a healthy mindset and a well-rounded life first before you adapt a deny yourself nothing mindset. You cannot deny yourself nothing while simultaneously having unhealthy eating habits, irresponsible spending habits, never holding yourself accountable, in that case, you're just going to dig yourself in a hole that is really, really, really hard to get out of, okay? So the healthy mindset, well-rounded life, all that has to already be in place first. I think it is the absolute bare minimum, okay? So the baseline would be having a good and healthy relationship with food, having a good and healthy relationship with money, having a positive outlook on life already. And then from there, you can give yourself everything you want. Then from there, you can honor your cravings. So let's quickly talk about food, for example. I'm gonna use this, you know, example because it's something I can relate to. It's something that I always go back and forth with. For the most part, I have a pretty healthy relationship with food. I have a good mindset around food. My struggle comes down to the fitness aspect, the working out. And so because of that, I don't always feel great. Because I'm not always active, because I don't always take care of myself that way, I don't always feel on point. So for the most part, if I want the dessert, if I have a craving for the dessert, I'm gonna have the dessert. Because telling myself, no, I can't have it, tends to bring on a restrictive mindset, which therefore harms my relationship with food. Meaning, then I think dessert is bad. I have to restrict from dessert if I don't do XYZ, right? So if I have a craving, I'm not going to make my decision whether I'm going to honor it or not based on that, based on, oh, I didn't deserve this or I didn't earn this dessert yet. That's not necessarily the mindset. What I would make that decision on would be based on how I feel. If I feel like shit, if I feel bloated, if I already don't feel well, I'm not going to have it because I know it's going to make me feel worse. So I'm going to do the other things, whatever it is that I know makes me feel better. And that's only because I know the result is feeling better. So then when I feel better first, it's like, okay, now that I feel good, now I will have the sweet treat. Now I will have whatever it is that I'm looking, you know, to have. On the other end, say that I don't feel, you know, shitty. Say that I feel perfectly fine and I'm just out to eat and I'm enjoying myself and I want dessert. I'm not going to sit there and think, you know, but I had a really big lunch today, so maybe I shouldn't have the dessert. I'm not going to restrict myself just because I enjoyed myself for lunch and now I can't enjoy myself at dinner. No, of course not. I am enjoying myself. That is the entire point. This is making me feel good. There's a difference between overeating or binge eating or, you know, stuffing your face when you already don't feel good versus I am enjoying myself. I do feel good. This feels right to me. These are my cravings and I'm going to honor them. And I'm also not going to say, well, if I have dessert tonight, then tomorrow I have to restrict myself from lunch because I'm having this sweet treat tonight. So tomorrow I have to pay for it. Absolutely not. And my other mindset with the cravings that I've noticed is what happens is if I say that I am craving a piece of chocolate, but I tell myself no because I don't know. I don't look the best. So I'm like, nah, I need to lose a few pounds. I'm not going to have the chocolate. I still have that craving, right? So what I then do is I try to find anything else that can satisfy that craving, which ultimately makes matters even worse because I could have just had the piece of chocolate at that point. So now I wanted one piece of chocolate, but instead I had five other things because the first four things didn't satisfy my cravings. So then I went to the fifth thing. And the only reason why I'm not going on to a sixth thing is because now I am stuffed and now I feel like shit. So realistically, if I would have just had the one piece of chocolate, I would have been in a much better position than I'm in now. Because now I ate 500 other things just because I had this one craving that I would not let myself honor. So my point is, honor your cravings, okay? But also make sure that you're coming from a good place first. So while yes, I don't deny myself things. I honor my cravings. I also listen to my body and I listen to what it's telling me and what I need and how I feel. And I make sure I don't ever cause more harm to myself than good. The goal is always to put myself in a position where I'm giving myself exactly what I want and need. And you could apply that mindset to anything and everything. For example, there have also been times where I was feeling really down, and honestly, the only answer to my problems at that point was that I needed a vacation. And so I did just that. I sent myself on vacation. I booked my solo trips. I've talked about it in the past, simply because I needed it. I wasn't really feeling my best. I needed some sun, honestly, to make me feel better. That is what I wanted. That is what I needed. Now, is it the answer to like problems where there's actual solutions and now you're running away from those problems that you need to solve? No, of course not. But at that point, those were inner problems where it's just me versus me. And I just didn't really feel great in my environment. And I felt a little depressed in that lifestyle and in that environment. So I just needed a reset. I needed some time alone. I needed to get on a plane. I needed to stay at a beautiful hotel. I needed a change in the weather. Those were the things that I needed just to feel better. And then when I came home, I did feel better. I had a tan. I was refreshed. I ate great food. I stayed in an amazing place. That was the solution to that problem. I'm pretty sure a couple years ago when I went on a solo trip to Miami, that was as a result of like having a freaking mental breakdown where I was just like, I cannot take it anymore. I just felt like I wanted to crawl out of my own skin. I was just so not in a great place mentally. And I am not kidding when I say that trip made me feel so much better. So ask yourself, like, what is your body telling you? What are you feeling? What are you telling yourself mentally? Because obviously leading up to actually booking that trip, you go through that little trial period of like, oh, I'm just looking. Nah, I'm not gonna actually do it. Oh, the flights are expensive, or oh, the hotel is expensive, or no, I'm not gonna go away alone. I'm not gonna book this trip by myself. I would go if I had people to come with me. You go through all the things of like convincing yourself why you can't. And then still days later or weeks later or months later, you're still thinking about it. You still wanna go. And it's like at this point, why haven't I just gone? I might as well just book it. Then at that point, you just book it right then and there. You're like, fuck it. I don't even care anymore. And what I realized while thinking about this whole like deny yourself nothing thing is that almost every time that I ever did deny myself things, any time that I've ever been like, no, I can't, it's too much, it's too this, whatever, I down the line ended up getting it or doing it or having it anyway because it never went away. That feeling never went away. I still wanted it. I still thought about it. It was still on my wish list. It was still something that I said, I really hope that I get to do. And so what I ultimately learned was that telling myself no, denying myself of anything, being stingy, being cheap, telling myself I can't have something, telling myself I don't deserve that thing, telling myself I'm not worthy of that thing, telling myself just flat out, nope, not your time, you can't have it, has never made me feel better about myself. The things that have always made me feel better about myself are, in fact, the complete opposite. Investing in myself, investing in my mindset, my health, my clothing, my relationships, my skincare, my hair care, my home, whatever. This podcast equipment, I recently updated my equipment because it's my job, it's my work. So investing in my career, anything and everything. So the moral of the story is giving myself the best things that I could possibly have has always allowed me to continue to level up, to become unrecognizable. If somebody saw me 5 years ago, I'm in a completely different place than I'm in now. And I move accordingly. I level up myself. I level up my investments. I level up my life to that, to where I'm going, to my pace of growing. And every single time that I mature and, you know, expand my mindset even more, then there's more things that I crave and more things that I desire. And they're always going to change because at one point in my life, leveling up and having the best of this and that meant having like designer bags or like nice shoes or doing like certain things that were a little bit more materialistic. And at this point in my life, I'm not in that place. I'm in a completely different place. So leveling up my life is a lot less about the material things and a lot more about within. I have focused a lot more on taking care of myself. I have focused a lot more on my anti-aging and just all of the things that allow me to feel really good, my personal development, all different things that now, to me, is what leveling up looks like and feels like. So for every single season of your life, there's always going to be different things that you want. You know, I get everything I want in life. Well, that's going to look and feel different as you go through different seasons. So your cravings are going to change, your desires and needs are going to change, your maturity is going to change. But no matter what, through all of it, denying those things, denying your cravings, denying your desires, denying your needs, not allowing yourself to mature, not allowing yourself to feel the feelings, not allowing yourself to grow, will never get you a single step closer to getting everything that you want in life. You understand where I'm going with this? Like, if you want to get everything you want in life, then you have to actually get it. You can't deny your cravings. You have to deny yourself nothing. There have been so many times where I've had clients tell me what they want, but when I say to them, like, okay, so get it. Or why can't you have it? There's really no tangible answer. They can't tell me why they can't actually have it. It's always just like, well, I don't know. I feel weird. Maybe it's like that imposter syndrome. They feel that sense of undeservingness or unbelonging. And it's just like, I don't know, me, little old me, how could I have that? Or how could I do that? Like, it doesn't feel right. It feels like they are trying to be something or someone that they are not. But what if you just decided, I'm going to be that? I want to be that. That is the 2.0 version of me. That's who I want to be. And that's just that. Like, I'm going to be that girl. And then you're no longer the person that people think that you are. You're no longer the person that people have always associated you with, because now you get to be the person that you want to be. Now you get to be the girl who goes for what she wants, who gives herself everything that she wants, who doesn't wait for it to be given to her by other people. And then what? So what if these people are now talking about you? Who does she think she is? Oh, she's so cringe. She's so this, she's that. If someone says, who does she think she is? Your only answer is, I don't know who you think I am, but I know who I am. So that's all that matters. Who you think I am has no effect on who I actually am, because I know who I am. I'm secure in who I am. I am content with who I am. I am happy with who I am. I am confident in who I am. I am unapologetic about who I am. So just because you can't recognize that, that has everything to do with you and nothing to do with me. Because I recognize myself. I'm happy with myself. This is the version I worked really hard for and really hard to be. And you were not a part of this process. You were not a part of this journey. You were not on this journey with me at all. Maybe you watched it through social media, but newsflash, honey, you're on the outside looking in. So you have no idea what it's like to be on the inside, because you're just a viewer from the outside. It's like sitting in a movie theater, sitting in a seat, putting it on the screen and watching it. But you weren't there for the behind the scenes. You weren't there for the making of the movie. You have no idea what was going on with the actors, the directors, the producers, the set designers. You have no idea, because you're only seeing what they decided to put out. So they're only seeing what you decided to put out. That does not mean that they were along for the ride. That does not mean that they were a part of your journey. Therefore, how would they know what it's like to walk a single step in your shoes, because they've never been in your shoes? They have no idea. So their opinion, quite literally, does not matter at all. Girls, we gotta talk. I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine if you had the tools to stop settling and start raising your standards and start getting everything you want. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, You're about to find out with my Queens of Confidence digital program. It's an 8-module program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts, worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program. Topics include the 5 levels of the self, external validation, feminine and masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and more. You get instant access to the entire program right now, and you can watch and learn at your own pace because it's yours forever. And right now, it's on a limited time discount, so you can have it all for a discounted price if you buy now. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's one of the best investments I ever made. Vic is an expert when it comes to confidence. I love how comfortable she made me feel, but at the same time, she told me exactly what I needed to hear so I can grow. In only a couple of weeks, my life is already changing." So girls, invest in yourself. You're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you. Head to victoriaalerio.com or click the link in the show notes and get the program on a discounted rate for a limited time now. You know what I don't miss at all? That vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin, having a face full of acne, and the uncontrollable cravings? Because now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. I recently started taking this and immediately saw and felt the difference. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth that was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every month, and that's just so not fair. I just knew I was going to be a fan of theirs as soon as I heard they were a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. I know every girl that struggles with her weight is sick of being told diet and exercise only by doctors when it comes to weight loss strategies, because sometimes there's more to it. A friend of mine was actually denied safe and affordable medications and told to get a bike. But I just found Mochi Health, a telehealth platform for weight loss that's dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care. Mochi Health includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultants, and medication delivered right to your door, including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions that are actually affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage. Their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and help you reach your weight loss goals by making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. So get started at joinmochi.com and be sure to use my code FORTHEGIRLS to get $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and code FORTHEGIRLS for $40 off.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
We need to start doing a whole lot more for us with a whole lot less of other people in mind, because I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons why we deny our cravings. It really isn't about us. It's about what other people will think. What will they say? I have this fear of judgment, or I have this fear of rejection. And there's so much more like outside noise and whatnot that gets inside and gets in our heads that make us doubt ourselves, make us feel, like I said, that imposter syndrome, make us feel like maybe we shouldn't, maybe we're not good enough, maybe we aren't deserving. And it could be all different things. It could be your own fears that just came out of nowhere that no one has ever put on you or made you feel. It could be from an ex or former friends or even people who are currently still in your life who should be removed because they get in your head all the time as these undercover haters who pretend to be your friends, but then they tell you, you know, they kind of rain on your parade. They shit on your ideas. They don't really make you feel that great. Whatever it is and whoever it is, you need to make sure that you have a very clear understanding. And if you don't, I'm going to give you the clear understanding right now that you will not ever be able to become unrecognizable, step into the 2.0 you, embody the highest version of yourself if you live your life according to other people. It will only ever happen for you and come to you when you put yourself first, put your needs first, give yourself everything you want, deny yourself nothing, tell yourself it's my time, it's my turn, I can have it because I want it bad enough, and that's that. Like I said in the very beginning of the episode, there's a catch, and the catch being that you need to have a healthy and good mindset with certain things before you just deny yourself nothing. Because like I said, you can't just be irresponsible and have these unhealthy habits and be crazy with your spending when you don't even have money and you're just draining your bank account and you're putting yourself in overdraft all the time, or you're trying to lose weight but then you have this, you know, unhealthy eating situation, or the other way around, you're trying to gain weight but then you're not eating because you have a bad relationship with food. Whatever it is, you also want to put into there your mindset around your relationships and other people and whatnot. Do you crave and need external validation? Are you a people pleaser? Are you afraid of saying no to people? Do you feel like if I say no, or if I, you know, put up a boundary, then my life is gonna fall apart because this guy won't like me and this girl won't talk to me and this one will be mad at me? You need to have a very healthy mindset with your relationships as well, and you need to make sure you have healthy relationships. And this is your time to say the only validation that matters, the only validation that actually means something and counts, is the validation that I give myself. That comes from me. Because the people who love you, and if you're in healthy relationships, those people will want what's best for you. So if what's best for you is growth and leveling up, they will support that, they will be there for you, and they will be happy for you. And speaking of relationships, we are gonna quickly dive into a Dear Victoria submission. If you girls don't know, my inbox, my emails are open for your submissions to ask me for advice, send me your situations and scenarios that I could help you and assist you on. That email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. So try to keep them short, sweet, and straight to the point. Sometimes people send way too long of novels with receipts and proofs and timelines and everything, and we don't need all that. I'm just gonna get straight to the point with your stories and give you my honest and best advice that I possibly can. So if you need my guidance and help on anything, again, email me to victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Please make the subject Dear Victoria, so that this way they go right into the Dear Victoria folder and I have all my submissions there and they will not get lost in the shuffle. Again, make sure you make the subject say Dear Victoria. Now let's get into this one. Dear Victoria, thank you for your sharp advice and brutal honesty. The world needs to hear more of this integrity. It's been 5 years since I've had a serious relationship, mostly because I was too stressed out with uni. I'm a freshly graduated doctor and I've sacrificed a lot to get here, including romance. I don't regret any of it. It's been a year since I've put myself back out there and it's not being fruitful. I don't enjoy the dating apps. I'm a romantic person and dating like that cuts all the spontaneity for me. I've started new hobbies, did some manifesting over the summer, read books about relationships, gone to the hypnotherapist and psychologist to deal with my traumas. Through friends and parties, I meet new men, but they either don't match my requirements or don't reach out to me after the party, and I feel like I shouldn't chase, so I don't contact them either. I've tried everything I could think of, and I feel stuck. I'd be so grateful if you could give me your insight. Girl, do I have a story for you? I'm kind of just kidding, but let me tell you the very quick story of my life, which was that I was single for 10 years before I met my boyfriend. Womp, womp, womp. And here's the thing. I relate to you more than most people. No, I'm not a doctor. No, I wasn't in, you know, school and all that. But I was running a very high-strung, stressing me out, fast-paced, hustle type business. And I was building that for years, and I had the mindset of like, I don't have time for this nonsense. And I always hated the apps too. And I would go back and forth, and I would go on them, and then I would get off. And I knew, and I swore up and down, my man was not going to be on there. I just knew it in my heart. I also did the hypnotherapy. I also worked through the traumas, and I've worked with Janet, if you've heard me talk about her in old episodes. I've actually had her on the show a few times. I've done all the different sessions and whatnot to let it all out, and I released everything. And maybe it, you know, was helpful, but I used to think like, okay, now it'll happen. Now I'll meet someone. Like, you would think, all right, I did what I needed to do. Now it's time, right? Wrong. Doesn't always work out like that. If what you need to hear is that you're doing the right thing and you're not doing anything wrong, then let me be the one to tell you, you're doing the right thing and you're not doing anything wrong. I think your case, being that it sounds so similar to mine, is probably a matter of being the same thing as mine, which is just keep waiting. You just haven't met him yet. That's it. You can't force it. You might feel lonely. I think one of the issues too is that you might feel now like, okay, like I put off dating because I was busy, but I'm not busy anymore. So come on, world, like give me my man. Like I'm ready now, you know? And you might think that you're ready now because you eliminated that one factor, you know, that thing that was stressing you out, but you might still actually not be ready yet because there might be a certain mental block, which I think that you actually do have because like you said, I feel stuck. I've tried everything. So you're already coming from a pretty negative place. You already have a little bit of a mental block of feeling stuck, feeling like I did everything. Why am I not seeing the fruits of my labor? Why am I not being rewarded yet with the guy that I'm ready to find? And I think it's just a matter of needing to wait a little bit longer. And I'm in the position where knowing what I know now, I'm so glad that I allowed myself to keep waiting. Granted, I always kept dating, I always kept meeting guys, but I also could have settled for less. I also could have really put myself in a position where I'm like, fuck it, the next guy I meet, I'm just gonna make him commit to me. I'm not gonna let him go. Like, I could have gotten to that point of just like, you know, I really give up. Maybe it's me, maybe I'm the problem. And what it came down to was that it wasn't me. I wasn't a problem. They weren't a problem either. They just weren't for me and I wasn't for them. So knowing what I know now, I look back on it like it all makes perfect sense. Every single part of my journey makes perfect sense. I met my boyfriend when I did for a reason. If we would have met earlier or sooner, we would have never been together. It would have never worked out. In the years prior, oftentimes I had the mindset of like, I'm only going because I want to meet someone. Like I didn't really enjoy going out that much anymore, but I would go out even if I didn't enjoy it because I'm like, what if I stay home and tonight could have been the night that I met someone? And you start to get into that scarcity mindset where, like you said, I feel stuck. I feel like I try everything. And like, that's how I felt at a point. And this is years before meeting him. So like, you know, I would go out even to places and things and with people that I really didn't care to be around. I always think about like New Year's a couple years ago. I love spending New Year's with my family. And so giving it up, like I kind of have like a little bit of a regret around it. This one time, there was a couple of times that I actually did this, maybe two or three times. And every single time I ever went out on New Year's, I ended up regretting it because I'm like, I could have been home with my family having a wholesome night, a delicious meal, but instead New Year's sucks. Like you go out, it's like an open bar, $150, you can't even get a drink, the food sucks, or you don't even see the food because where even is it hiding? The people suck, like any time that I've ever gone out on New Year's, I just ended up regretting it. And a couple of years ago, someone was having like a house party and they were like, oh, you gotta come. There'll be guys there, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm thinking of this example because my point is I gave up something that I loved, like that I really felt was right for me, that I wanted to do, being New Year's with my family, because I had like a scarcity or a desperate mindset at a point of like, but I have to put myself out there. What if I could have met someone? What if that's the night that I meet someone and I miss out? And then I went and like, one, where are the guys? Who are the guys you were talking about? Because every single guy there was like, no. It's almost like every guy there was either there because they had nowhere else to be, or they were there because they were a girl's date, like a girl brought them. So what guy, like, and after that was when I was just like, I am so fucking fed up. And I think I had said it in a TikTok video after that. I recall being like, do not force yourself to go places. Do not force yourself to do things just because in the back of your mind, you're like, I hope I meet someone. I hope that tonight's the night that I meet my guy. Because if you go out with the energy of like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. I'm only doing it for this or that. You're already going out with bad energy. Your energy is already off. You are not going out with an abundance mindset or an excited mindset or a really high, like good energy that's going to be magnetic, because the whole point of like going out and attracting somebody organically and naturally is typically due to the fact that your energy is magnetizing them. So if you are lacking that magnetic energy and quite frankly having the opposite, you're having like a repelling energy of like, I don't even want to be here. I don't want to do this. Life is typically not like the movies. You know how in the movies when it's like the girl who's so like, oh yeah, I'm different than all the other girls. Like I actually hate this singer, but I came to this concert because they forced me out of the house. And then you just like randomly meet the guy who's like, oh yeah, I love the girl who's different than everyone who doesn't want to be here. And like, yeah, that's actually really sexy. Like, no, it's usually not. Like that's typically not how life goes. It's typically you are out and loving yourself and loving your life and in a good mood and your energy is high, and that is magnetizing to people. That is making someone say like I need to get to know you. I need to know what your deal is. You look great. I want to be a part of your world. And so, yeah, I had said that in a video once where I was just like, you will not meet the guy out until you're out only doing the things that you want to do and that you're happy to be at. So do not go out only hoping to meet a guy and having that forceful, desperate, or like low vibrational energy. I think it's great that you've started new hobbies and that you've done, you know, all the different things, but I also want to make sure that you're doing things truly because you love it and because it makes you feel good. Like for me, you know, seeing you say that you've done this sort of like all this personal development, like reading the books about relationships, I actually don't necessarily like always encourage that. I don't necessarily think that it is important. I always said back in the day, years ago, like I mentioned, I had that hustle and bustle sort of business. I used to be like, you know, personal development junkie. So I would always read the books, whether it be whatever, self-help books, personal development books, listen to the podcast, listen to all the different things about how to be better and do better and whatever. And then I realized none of that ever actually made me feel good. It always made me feel like I wasn't doing enough. It always made me feel like I needed to do more, or I needed to change things. I needed to change my ways. I wasn't perfectly fine just the way that I am. And then as I, you know, matured and got older, I just completely cut those things out, because I'm like, I'm doing this because people are saying to do this and it apparently helps, but it doesn't actually feel right. It doesn't actually feel good to me. Now, if you find that the books and whatnot and the self-help and all that is helpful to you and you enjoy it and it resonates with you and sits on your heart really well, fine. But for me, I completely dropped the nonfiction stuff and totally leaned into fiction. Like now I'm in two book clubs. I've been in two book clubs for like 2 years now, and reading fiction and reading romance and like getting emotionally connected to the characters and falling in love with the love story, that made me feel more connected to love and relationships than any nonfiction self-help type of book ever did. So, and I used to buy them all too, because I was like, if I read this, then I'll know what to do. Then I'll be able to date better. Then I'll meet the right guy. And honestly, I stopped doing all of that well before I met my boyfriend. And that's why I say I met him at the perfect timing and it all made sense. Because for those 10 years, I was hard on myself. I was trying to figure it all out. I was over consuming, you know, all of the information and taking every single thing that everyone said and all the personal development and whatnot to heart and trying to implement it into my life and make all the changes. And then it's like, I just eventually got so tired of doing all that and forcing myself and whatever and just relaxed. I did all the hobbies. Like, I took on hobbies that I actually very much enjoyed. Things that let me just not even think. Like, I always bring up pottery because I used to love my pottery. I was still doing it when I met my boyfriend. I'm not doing it now only because I moved and it was in the location that I was. It was in Hoboken, and so we don't have that in Staten Island. And so my point is that when I was doing that, it was like every Tuesday I knew I could just turn my brain off. I didn't have goals around that hobby. I wasn't trying to be perfect. I wasn't trying to be amazing. I was just trying to have fun. I was just trying to feel good and, you know, let out some steam and release, you know, whatever that I was holding in. And like, it felt so good. So that's why I did that hobby. Then the same with the books. Like, I consider reading and having my book clubs. That's, you know, a hobby for me. And so that felt really good. But all the other things when I was really just taking on so much inner work and all that was just too much. And it made perfect sense that I finally got myself to stop for however long before I met my boyfriend. And I just simply enjoyed my life. And I just met him when I was at a place of enjoying myself, feeling confident, feeling happy, feeling good. I couldn't wait to meet someone. Like, I always wanted, you know, marriage and kids, and I just couldn't wait to finally find someone that I could see myself having that with. But I was no longer desperate and looking for him in every room and putting all my energy into that. I mean, I could even think back to a point where I would go out and like that was the goal ultimately, like I said, was to meet someone. So if I didn't meet someone, I consider the night a fail. Meanwhile, it's like, I still had fun with my friends. I still went out. I still enjoyed myself. But now the night was a fail because no one asked me for my phone number. I didn't meet a guy. You know, I was just so consumed with that. And I think the best thing was finally letting it all go and just trusting in divine timing, trusting in what's meant to be, will be. Trusting in myself, trusting in God and whatever else is out there. And I just was like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna let go and let God and leave the rest, you know, up to him. And that was really that. And so I hope that I brought you some peace. I hope that my words help you in some way. I don't even know if I offered you true insight. I don't even know if you had a question that I answered or didn't answer, but moral of the story is I just hope that my journey resonates with you and helps you to feel better about your journey. And that, girls, is all we have for today. Quick reminder, one last time, we will be skipping next week for Veterans Day, that is November 11th, 2024, and then we will be resuming the week after that. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.